Ballet X. It was founded in 2005.
Correct.
And what was its original mission?
To expand the vocabulary of classical dance for all audiences. And we're still with that original mission. We really want to push the vocabulary of classical dance forward. Sometimes it's hard to tell that classical dance is the core and the base of our conversation in the studio, but that's where we begin. We begin with ballet, we warm up taking ballet classes, and then we bring in these choreographers that also have a history of ballet in their training, and we ask them to bring their voice and their ideas to our dancers to make new work. And this year, you know, we brought back Gabrielle Lamb. We had her last year. She was a dancer with us. She originally made a film for us that we just fell in love with. And it was so articulate, and it really pushed the dancers into a place of discovery of their own movement. We thought that was fascinating. She came in and did a work for us last year. We thought, oh, just love her. We have to bring her back. Adam Barrick, we've fallen in love with his work. He's a young choreographer. He's based in New York. We've watched his work for several years. Love the detail, the articulation of the upper body, and very beautiful, sensual mover. And we're having him here for the first time.
You mentioned that Gabrielle Lamb made a film, and Adam also is a filmmaker. How does the experience in film affect the choreographer's work, do you think?
I would imagine, I'm not a filmmaker, but I would imagine that it gives them an opportunity to really understand a story. When you're making film, you really have to understand the arc of the film. And I believe that you have to understand that also as a choreographer. So I think it empowers them and gives them more opportunity to really step back and evaluate their work and understand their own arc when making live dance.
When you said she made a film for you, what do you mean?
She created a piece called En Dedans, and it actually premiered here in Philadelphia, and it was a 10-minute film, and it was about our dancers, and it originally started off with the idea of being about dancers' dreams and how dancers dreamed about pirouetting, doing turns, and never stopping, and then it evolved naturally into its own story about their challenges and the things they love about dancing. And the film then went on to be a part of the Lincoln Film Festival and was on the same bill as Balanchine in Paris, which was really just so exciting for Gabrielle and the company to be at the Lincoln Center Film Festival.
Now, Matt Neenan is doing a world premiere this in the fall also,
right,
which involves interdisciplinary work.
Correct. Matt is at a place where he really is diving deep into his choreography in a way that he really, I think, wants to strip down some of the preconceived notions when you walk in. And he has one of our incredible dancers, Colby Damon, composing music for this piece and actually playing in the piece. And there's just some incredible twists and turns, and he really did embrace this idea of going back to some of our roots in classical ballet, and he's so incredible at taking that classical vocabulary and really just stretching it in ways that make it very contemporary. So when I saw the piece, I just fell in love with it and was just so thrilled for him and the company.
So can you describe that piece at all?
Yeah. It's it has live music that's played by Colby and also some recorded music in there, Tom Waits. And it's really about the relationships with the dancers, the relationship that Matthew has with the dancers. And it was really a very intimate exploration of movement that they went through together. And I think it's a really special, unique piece. And it's really about the movement and their relationships.
We were talking about how choreographers who are also into film and new technology, how that informs their work. What's an example of that?
I'm really excited for the music composition by Rorke Menzies. He is a graduate of Juilliard and went to school with one of our choreographers, Adam Barrick. I'm excited because the music that he's composed is all from sounds that he's made with his voice and hands. And he's put it into the computer and manipulated it. And so the whole composition is actually Rorke's voice. So it'll be really thrilling to see what the final outcome is. They're still working on the composition.
So music is at the core of all your works, but it's music being explored in different ways.
Correct, yeah. Music is really at the core. I mean, some choreographers start with just their dancing, but then the music really comes in. And I mean, as much as you want to just think that the movement is what's dominating, the music is really dictating how you're feeling as an audience member, I believe. You know, as soon as the first couple notes come out, I'm like, okay, this is where I'm feeling this in a certain way. And, you know, what I love about this season is that so much of the music is different. You know, it's being inspired in very different places. For instance, in Matthew's world premiere for the fall, you know, the music, it's one of our dancers playing right on stage with the dancers dancing, but it's almost like a background. It's the guitar, you know, gently strumming as the dancer drives the movement. You know, the other music is music like Philip Glass, which is really meticulous and methodic and really driving a rhythm that the choreography has to really follow if it chooses to. And we've just got, and even in the February performance, we've got all types of music coming in, you know, singing, all different types of music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.